So how personal can we get on here?
Well, we can get as personal as we want. That doesn't mean he's going to stay in there.
All right. So
it's probably not going to make air.
Trey and Kevin change the world. Trey and Kevin change the world. One podcast at a time.
So, podcast four.
Good morning. What's going on? Good morning. Is it morning?
Good morning.
You're on Eastern time. What time is it there?
Well, it's noon here.
Okay.
It's 11 your time. So I just went to the grocery store for the second time since the pandemic broke out.
Oh, nice. How'd that go? Did you have your full on face mask and all the stuff?
Well, I called you and I said, do I need to, put something around my face? And I was actually at my doctor's yesterday, and he gave me a face mask, and I said, I'm not going to take a medical face mask, because then I look like a douche, you know, walking around when medical people don't even have them. You know?
Oh, he was going to give you, like, the special one or whatever?
Well, but I didn't want to do that. So I have, you know, some bandanas at home. It wouldn't fit around my face.
It wouldn't fit around your melon head?
My melon head.
What?
So I went in to Martin's real quick, and there might have been 10 people in the whole place, and they actually disinfect the cart and give it to you, and disinfect another cart. So everything was really cool. It was easy, but they were out of toilet paper and out of paper towels. But then I went by Dollar General, and they had the 20 pack of each. So I grabbed each one of those, and
that
was it.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably calm down a little bit. I'm not going near a grocery store. I don't even like walking around the block on my street where the Kroger is. I avoid that block. You know, I just don't want to get in the mix, man. Like, I don't want to get near mouth breathers, and I don't want to be a mouth breather. So I'm just going to walk around the long way.
Why are you so weird about
when
all
I
this?
Walk the dog? Just trying to stay safe. You know, I guess I'm not.
Stay safe about what?
I don't know. Just trying not to. I'm not really worried about getting sick. I'm more worried about other people, to be honest with you. I think I'm fine, knock on whatever. But, and plus, I'm hiding in my attic. So, there's nothing up here except a bunch of drum crap.
And from China.
And shitty guitars. That's all that's up here.
I just ordered some practice cymbals from Sweetwater. And you know what I ordered?
What?
Cheap Wuhan cymbals.
Oh.
The cheap, yeah. So they're like $60 each, right? So I put the order. I sent it to my guy, and he's like, what did he say? Oh, way to support the cause or something, you know, Wuhan, you know?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I didn't even think of that, right? I'm sure they're all disinfected by now, but
Come on, man.
The funny part is they'll probably sound great.
No, they actually, you know what? I was using a couple of those. I used them for the crashes, remember? For the last few years, I've used those because they're cheap.
Yeah.
They're freaking, you get a thin crash, it's $65. But I got a 16 and an 18 because I really want to try a 16 and then a 20-inch.
Yeah, I love the sound of those small cymbals. I just like the bigger target because I'll swing and miss on a small target. I'm not looking and I swing and there's nothing there. I'm like, oops, I can't get it close enough. You like things a little further away. I like things a little closer up, and it's hard to get those small cymbals in tight.
I don't know. Neil Peart did it.
Yeah. Well, he's a big dude, though. He was a big dude. He was like 6-something.
He was a big dude. Yeah.
You don't think of it that way. You don't. You know, I've never had the chance to stand next to the guy, but he's a big guy. I'm half his size.
So, how's it going in Nashville?
It's going good. Just been up in the attic recording a lot, so I'm going to get good at something up here. I don't know what, but it's going to be something. Just recording a bunch of songs, people getting real creative and sending stuff around, and it's really nice to put that energy into creating something. I know it almost sounds corny, but it's real. Like, it makes me feel better. I can concentrate on stuff. I feel like we're all supporting each other. Is that too... Like I said, it sounds real cliche, but it really means a lot to collaborate with people and just feel better about stuff, even though, you know, we're all stuck in the house and hoping for the best. How about you? How's your basement going?
My chairs came in. my mid-century chairs.
Yeah.
And if you notice down there, I have the Paul Stanley book that you gave me.
Oh, yeah. Autographed.
Keep it together, Star Child. I don't know if, you know, keep it together, Star Child. See if you can. I can't.
Do I have to autograph all these books for these people?
Keep it together, Star Child. You can do it.
Don't we have a stamp or something?
No, please just say, keep it together, Star Child. Because you know, in the book, he'd talk as Paul, right? But then he would, didn't he go? And yeah. Then he would say something like, keep it together, Star
talk
Child.
Talk about himself in the third person. But the third person was his fourth person. It's his alter ego. Is that how that works? I don't know how that works.
But say it. Go keep it together, Star. Give me a Paul saying, keep it together, Star Child.
Oh, my God. I'm not even good at it. Keep it together, Star Child.
Oh, my gosh.
My nieces do that really well, the whole, oh, my God, give me a coffee. So what else? What are you working on? What are you doing over there? What, are you playing a lot of drums? What are we doing?
I was kind of self-quarantined for about 14 days, for 2 weeks, actually, for 14 days. So I didn't get my Max, you know, my little guy. So I got Max, and then, which was hilarious. So we spent the last 3 days. There's now he's all about, well, Jess's mom is all about, she got on Target to do like her essential stuff, like toilet paper and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, they'll bring it out to your car or whatever. So, but Max was on there. So she showed Max some toys. Oh my gosh. So now Max thinks, and she got him a toy. So now Max just thinks that daddy, computer, Target, toy. Okay, where is it?
Right.
Like he thinks it comes like, let's go. And that's, I'm like, so I spent 3 days, like 10 hours a day with this kid. I had to have my computer open so he could at least look at the toy. Just one toy, whichever one he was fascinated with at that particular time. And he just kept saying, get it, daddy, get it home, bring it home. And I'm like, Max, that's not how it works. You know, he has no concept because Jess, that's how she shops.
He absolutely knows how it works. He's like, click that little button and make it come to the house, daddy, make it come to the house. I know how this shit works. I want this one and in red, click,
yes.
Clicky, clacky, clicky, and dude shows up at the front door bringing it to me. So he knows exactly.
So I got, you know, my old house. So I got that little bitty, my mail slot is inside my wall. So then it opens up to this little slot inside my house. Oh. So, you know, it's very old school.
Right.
It's very cool. So he even goes yesterday, he was all pissed off. And he goes, daddy, won't fit in that box. Won't fit in that box. He knows that the damn toy has to come to the front door.
Yeah.
And he knows the mail comes in because he hears it and he'll go get it for me. He's like, daddy, no, don't fit in that box. Don't fit. And he's pissed because he's thinking he's going to miss out on his, you know.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that you adult knuckleheads don't screw up and have to come back tomorrow because it won't fit through the slot. He's like, look, I found the problem and I'm fixing it. My toy needs to get in this house and that slot's not going to do it. So you, whatever you dumb grown-ups do, make it happen.
And they're smart about it, right? They're smart.
Get me my toy, damn it.
So I'm discovering old, like not old, but 70s. I was asking you about A Lot of Love, Nicolette Larson. I've been practicing to Carly Simon or James Taylor in the 70s, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's odd, but also cool because they're just playing the tune as they're playing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like the bass drum patterns aren't the exact same in every verse and you know, it doesn't line up. Everything's not the same. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. So it's been fun to kind of dive into those.
Yeah. All that stuff is really vibey. And if the track felt right, the producer would just call it at least from, you know,
and see, that's another, it's another good freaking idea to have a producer.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can get in there, and even the Steely Dan guys have said it, I think later on, that they should have stopped. So, you know, somebody should have pulled them and said stop.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
they knew that they were being, and they even admit to it. But It's good as a band or as an artist to have an outside influence a little bit to know when to reel you in or maybe even let you go somewhere else.
For sure. I think that's the hardest part for me about doing stuff at home is not having a producer. You're so great at that. Like my experience is working with you, helping me out, not only having another drummer that gets it, but just being in the room, someone you trust to go, no, that was the one. That's good. That was good. Do that.
You thrive in that situation, don't you? I think you do.
I really do, because I'm much better, and I think most people probably are, I'm much better if I'm not thinking about it too much, right? That's an obvious thing.
I can tell immediately just because I know you so well, but also the tape doesn't lie.
I could trust you, say, if that was the one, that was the one, or, hey, don't do that. What are you doing? Go back to what you were doing. Stop thinking about it. And
stop thinking. Yeah, absolutely.
And you would always tell me, you know, just like, don't do that, Phil. What was that? Don't do that.
No, but wait. But what was your best one in Boston when your buddy, was it Stu that was recording?
Oh,
recording?
Yeah, one of our big first recording things. So you do this big power ballad, you know, we were doing it. And, you know, we're young, just playing in a big studio. And no clicks back then. And felt great, get to the end. And we do a take and we get to the end and he said, gets on the talk back in my ears right away. Was that, you know, he's had a kind of a gruff voice. That was a great take. Listen, lose the Buddy Rich Phil on the outro and do it again. So the whole point was like, you know, it was all great until I got in my head and thought I was going to do some stupid Phil on the fade that it didn't need at all. And I was like, it was great up until then, until I thought about it and said, here's what I'm going to do. It's going to be great. And it sucked. I wish you were here every day producing everything that came through my attic. It'd be great. Make me a better player for sure.
Well, no, but you make it easy in this too, because I can say stuff that I can't play, but I can tell you what I want and you play it. So how personal can we get on here?
Well, we can get as personal as we want. It doesn't mean it's going to stay in there. Get personal. Lay it on me.
So, you know, I had a bully up here, remember?
You had a what?
A bully up here a few years back, right?
A what?
Someone who, a bully, was bullying me.
Oh, a bully. I was like, someone that was bullying you?
Yeah. And it happened to be...
Oh.
Right.
It's probably not going to make air.
And what about the stupid kids, man, who were going into Walmarts and Targets and licking, you know, licking bottles and stuff and going, hey, coronavirus, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Are those the Tide Pod kids? Are those the same kids that were
eating? Yeah, same kids.
Kids that were eating the Tide Pod Challenge or something? Wasn't that a thing?
My best friend, TJ Sigler, who I grew up with right next door to my house, you know how when you, if you drank a soda or something and you kind of sneezed and coughed, you could taste it again, right? Through your nose, or you did something through your nose, you could taste, well, let's snort grape Kool-Aid and see, and you go, and you could taste it, so it tastes like grape Kool-Aid, and my sister caught us doing it. She was like, you idiots. What the fuck are you guys doing? Are you that stupid? But we never would go and, I don't even know, drink dishwashing liquid, right? Or just to see, you know.
I never occurred to me as a kid, and all kids are stupid, we all do dumb stuff, of like, hey, let's go in the basement and eat my mom's laundry detergent. What? First of all, as kids, we'd be like, what's laundry? I didn't do laundry. I saw the machines in the basement. Do you think my mom let me touch the washing machine as a little kid? Like, turn it on? She'd murder me if I touch that, right? I mean, you're not touching that stuff.
And that's why we have warning labels on everything.
Don't eat this.
Did you, because you grew up, okay, you grew up in the East Coast, winter, you had winter. We have tons of winter here, obviously. Yeah. I mean, it used to be really, I mean, we used to get, our snow drifts would get so high, you could get on top of, you know, your roof very easily. You know, I mean, it was, but we barely ever missed school, ever.
Oh.
But I always wanted to wear sneakers to school. My parents, my dad would ream my ass because I wouldn't wear my snow boots.
Oh, that's funny.
I'd come home and they'd be, you know, my Andre Agassi or my, you know, Nikes would be soaking. I'd be soaked to the bone. Yeah. you know? And he would just, were your parents always watching you in the mornings when you were leaving for school?
Well, we had to wear uniforms.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't wear, wow. Couldn't wear sneakers unless it was gym day.
Ever?
Nope. Unless it was gym day. If you had gym, you know, once a week, you could wear sneakers that day. But it better be gym day. You know, so we,
wait. How long did this last? First grade to eighth grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're uniform every day, same uniform. Pants, tie, you know, shoes, had to wear shoes.
So did you look like a little Angus Young?
Yeah, no shorts either. Pants.
No shorts either?
No shorts.
Not even some?
No. Long pants.
What'd the girls wear?
You know, the uniform skirts kind of with the, it was like all one kind of piece almost. Like a vest skirt thing.
Like a romper, kind of thing?
Is that what they call that? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, skirts. So they wore skirts and we wore, you know, pants and ties and a belt and shoes. So you had to pick out your school shoes every year, you know. So you had to wear shoes. There's no way out. You wouldn't even consider wearing sneakers. If we had field day at the end of the year or something, you could wear your...
Oh, field day. Yeah,
you could wear your...
Oh, yeah.
Shorts and t-shirts, you could wear your stuff. But so we'd have recess, but we'd have recess in uniforms. So we'd go out in for recess in the field in the back of the school or whatever, and just play keep away or something and just beat the shit out of each other. And, you know, come home, and if, you know, there'd be a hole in your uniform pants, my mom would just have a fit, like, you know. Or you'd come home from school, she wanted you to immediately change out of your school clothes, get in your, you know, don't run around in your school clothes, your uniforms.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, yeah,
don't
yeah, yeah.
Ruin
yeah.
them, you know. Of course, we did. Or we would just go out back and have tie fights or something, just whip each other with our ties and hurry.
Dude, when I was a kid, my parents got divorced when I was 5 or 6, and I lived with my mom for the first until I was 10. But those years, from 5 to 10, my feet at that particular time were really, really wide, and I would do this thing where I wouldn't walk on my feet. I would kind of walk up. So I had to go to a shoe store called Buster Brown's. Do you remember Buster Brown's?
Of course.
And I had two options.
They had the extra
dark
wide.
Dark brown or black.
They had the extra wide, you know? Shoes. Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, come on, man. All I wanted was a pair of Nike Cortez, you know, the Nike, you know. That's all I wanted. This is or a pair of Chucks. Chucks or those Nikes?
Yeah. Well, we had, I don't remember Chucks as a kid. I just remember Pro Keds as a kid.
Oh, Pro Keds,
so
for sure.
You know, which was the sort of maybe budget version of Cons or the competition. They still sell them. Pro Keds.
Red Ball Jets. They were made here. The bottoms were made.
Oh,
the
cool.
Rubber from Uniroyal up here.
Oh, yeah.
And we could go, and they had a big bin, and they would just be all the seconds, but they wouldn't be together. So you'd have to go through the bins to find
two
pairs that would match.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
We loved the Buster Brown store in our town because it had a giant fire engine in it. It was amazing. Like, they had a fire engine in the store, in the mall. So, you know, that's how they hooked all the kids to sit in there for 20 minutes while their mom fitted him for shoes. You could climb on the fire engine or something. So it was kind of...
Garanimals? Did you have Garanimals when you were...
That's way after my time.
Really?
Yeah.
I had Garanimals, for sure. I had
Wasn't that like the 80s or something?
No. Well, I was born in 68, so it was definitely during the 70s.
Oh,
man.
It was? I don't remember that. Again, yeah. I didn't have a lot of those clothes. All school uniforms.
Oh, all school uniforms. That's
so,
right. Yeah.
The only time, this was funny, my cousin just sent me a picture of my for some reason, she had a copy of it on her phone, so she sent me a picture of my second grade class. She sent it to me. And we're all wearing street clothes. So in our school picture, we could wear street clothes, not uniforms, which makes no sense. So, so we'd go to school for school class picture, and I look like Austin Powers. I have, you know, like 70s clothes on, which I never wore anywhere, certainly not to school, except for the school picture. And it's really funny. I'll have to show you that sometime. It's pretty awesome. You know,
I cannot wait to see this picture.
I look like Austin Powers. All the kids do. We all are all 70s shagadelic.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's hip now.
I know. It would be hip. If I had those clothes now, I'd be the hippest hipster in town.
And they would still fit you.
They might. I'm smaller now than I was then, maybe. had a giant head in second grade.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
But Max keeps going, Daddy, I'm small. And I'm like, buddy, you're growing. No, I'm small. I'm small. I'm like, buddy, you'll get taller because I think because of his brothers. He thinks he's
he's always going to be small. Yeah. Well, he's going to be smaller than him for a while anyway. Oh, my God. That's funny. That kid, by the way, that kid's hairdos are the best I've ever seen.
He's got Trump hair.
Oh, my God. You never know what you're going to get. When you see a picture,
right?
I love it.
But don't you think he's got Trump?
No,
I think
it's way
just like Trump.
Way cooler than that. It's just kind of, it's wild.
He's got wild hair. Yeah. Finally, because when for like the first 2 years he had nothing.
Well, it was so light,
it was freaking me out.
His hair was so light that you couldn't really see it. You know?
No, I don't know, man. He didn't look good. He did not look good.
Oh man,
as
he's
baby.
A cute kid. He was.
Awesome. Now he's cute. He was not a cute kid. No, not at all.
Oh my God! Baby. Of course he was.
Of course
he was.
I'm allowed to say it myself.
No thanks to you, but he was a cute kid.
No, definitely not a gray in that particular sense. But
oh my
I've got on my desk here. I got a picture of him with a wig on, and then I have a picture of Phil Spector in court next A and B. I'll show it to you.
Oh my God!
Have I shown you this picture before?
The Afro Phil Spector. Oh my God! Oh yes, I did see that. Oh, that's a long time ago. He was so little.
And because so.
Oh my God! That's amazing.
It's my inspiration to work hard.
What's funnier than dressing up little kids?
Oh, it's great! I can hear the birds chirping outside your house.
Oh, you can hear them? Yeah.
That sounds amazing. That's good. Are you guys getting? It was like 74 yesterday and sunny. I did my lawn. I actually went out and did my lawn.
Yeah, it was like 80 yesterday.
Guess what they're doing right down the street? There's a liquor store like 5 blocks down the street from me. So I go in yesterday because I'm out today. I was going grocery shopping. So I go in just to get some Jameson and, you know, some wine and just to have some stuff for a couple weeks.
They call those, in this pandemic, they call those essentials.
Well, exactly. So I get in there. And I go, I'm so glad you guys are open. I haven't been here for a while. And they're like, yeah, actually, you came on a good day. This is our last day. So starting tomorrow,
what?
They're making us so people can come up. But there'll be two people that are working. One is taking your order. And only like you have to know, like, I just want a bottle of Crown, you know.
Oh, curbside. Yeah,
so,
curbside. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't go in anymore.
Yeah, that's cool. It's trying to knock it down, man. You know, trying to keep people out of.
I think it's working.
You know, they're just trying to keep as many people out of the store as possible or gathering, which is fine. If it works for them and the business is fine, I'm sure everybody else is happy to get what they need and not have to be around people. My sister the other day went to a store, it's probably about a week ago now, and she ordered something and they came to the door and she just didn't, I don't even know if she rolled down the window. She just popped the trunk and told them to throw it in there.
And I could totally see your sister doing that too. Wow.
Up in the Northeast, it's obviously, or New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, tri-state area, man, they're getting, you know, it's pretty intense. So people are just freaking out.
Well, it's so
many people and so congested
to get, so congested. Oh my gosh.
Southern Connecticut's crazy, you know, and all my family still lives there. So yeah, my sister's just like, throw it in the trunk. I'll disinfect it later, you know.
I'm surprised she didn't have her lovely husband go do it and make him do everything.
Oh no, yeah, I don't think he wants to go out in this. He's just as worried as me about it. I don't want to go out in it either. Well, that's just one less person you need in the store. I'll stay at home. It'll be great.
That's true. I'm serious. There was never more than two of us in an aisle today.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah, that's good.
And then even then we'd kind of both would look at each other and kind of just be, oh, you know, hey, and then, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't ever, but it was weird that there was absolutely no toilet paper, no paper towels. So when I asked the manager, I said, hey, do you know? And they're like, honestly, we just don't know. I tell you, but we just don't know. It comes in when it comes in. So then, thank goodness I went to Dollar General and they had tons of it.
Yeah, Nashville's been pretty good that way. They've been, I mean, you know, considering at first people freaked out and bought everything, but
yeah.
But it's kind of slow and steady right now, I guess. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just hiding in the house.
Oh,
I don't know shit about it. I'm just hiding out, you know. I know it's supposed to be the six foot rule. You know, stay 6 feet away from somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I rounded up to a solid 20.
Oh gosh.
I'm giving people.
Are you doing the evening walks with my favorite couple?
Yeah, yeah, we're walking the dog.
So how do you guys do that?
Not close.
So where are they? Are you able to talk to Andy or no?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We talk. We're within. You know, I'm trying to keep it 6 feet or above. Like I said, I'm giving people. Our neighborhood's so crowded. You know, the sidewalks and stuff. And I'll give you the stink eye if you're within 20 feet of me.
You give people the stink eye anyway.
Well, you get runners like buzzing right by you. I'm like, hey. Don't come up behind me. Get out of here.
What? They have to run by
you? Go around.
Oh, my gosh.
Go
Are you kidding
around.
Me?
Around. I would do that. If I was running, I would just loop around someone. I'm not going to buzz
no,
right.
No, you would
of
not.
Of course I would.
You would not.
I mean, I do
you
that anyway. Run. You know, as a runner, you're the one on the move. If I'm standing there with a dog on the sidewalk and you're behind me.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's
a go good, around
that's
me.
A good, that's a good point. Yeah.
Idiot. Idiot.
Go around.
Go around.
So, hey, man, we got to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap up number four. Oh, yeah. We got to wrap up number four.
Okay. I hope we have enough in there.
Last.
No, we didn't talk about anything. Did we talk about anything?
Yeah, obviously, we did.
All right.
You are?
Kevin. And you are?
Trey. And we are?
Changing the world.
Cheers and blessings, everyone.
All right. Get out of here.